Israel and Judah. Chapter 50. The Faithful Rechabites. The Rechabites were of the people of the Kenite, and of the house of Rechab. The Kenite were the descendants of Moses' father-in-law. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, Moses' father-in-law came with Moses' wife and his two sons to visit him in the wilderness, shortly after they had left Egypt. After remaining a while with Moses, he departed, and went his way into his own land. But Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Reguel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come with us, and we will do you good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray you, forasmuch as you know how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and you may be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if you go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto you. By this Moses prevailed on Hobab to go with them. For when we come down to the book of Judges, we read, And the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the south of Arad, and they went and dwelt among the people. We have the mention of Rechab, the father of the Rechabites, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimathites, and Sukkathites. These are the Kenite that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. The next mention we have of any of the house of Rechab is in 2 Kings 10. When Jehu was on his way to execute judgment on the house of Ahab, he lighted on Jehonadab the son of Rechab coming to meet him, and he saluted him, and said to him, Is your heart right, as my heart is with your heart? And Jehonadab answered, It is. If it be, give me your hand. And he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. And Jehu went, and Jehonadab the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, Search, and look that there be here with you none of the servants of the Lord, but the worshippers of Baal only. After this there is no more mention of any of the house of Rechab till this time, which is the subject of the lesson for today, a period of about 277 years. But here we find that this Jehonadab who accompanied Jehu was the one who had given the directions which the Rechabites had observed all these years, which the Lord adopts as the meaning of teaching an important lesson to his people. The date of the events connected with this lesson is about 607 BC. Jehoiakim was king of Judah, having been made king by Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt. About 610, Necho had gone out against the king of Assyria, but he went no farther than the river Euphrates, being delayed there by the siege of Carchemish. As he was on his way toward the Euphrates, Josiah, king of Judah, went out to stay him. Necho tried to persuade him to let him pass unmolested, as he was not the one against whom Necho was going. Josiah would not listen, but persisted in his resistance to Necho, and a battle was brought on, in which Josiah was killed, and thus perished the last good king, and the last stay, of the nation of Judah. And Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. By the death of Josiah, the nation of Judah fell into the power of Pharaoh Necho, and when the people of the land made Josiah's son, Jehoahaz, king in his father's stead, he was suffered to reign only 3 months, when Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah, and made Eliakim, another son of Josiah's, king, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. Shortly after he began to reign, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Carchemish, and defeated Pharaoh Necho's army, and drove him back to his own country. And the king of Egypt came not again any more out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. At this time, wickedness was rife in Jerusalem, and Jehoiakim showed no disposition to check it. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And when the Lord sent him a message direct by the hand of Jeremiah, when Jehudi had read to him 3 or 4 leaves, he cut it with the penknife, and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Then the Lord said to him, He shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. It was to this man, and to a people who were scarcely better than he, to whom the Lord sent the lesson that forms the subject of our lesson today. When Nebuchadnezzar had come over the Euphrates against Pharaoh Necho, the Rechabites had bundled up their tents and equipage, and had gone into Jerusalem for fear of the Chaldean army. The Lord told Jeremiah to go to the house of the Rechabites, and bring them into the house of the Lord, and set wine before them to drink. Jeremiah did so. But they said, "We will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, You shall drink no wine, neither you, nor your sons forever, either shall you build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father in all that he has charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us." Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go, and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Says the Lord. The words of Jonadab the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you hearken not unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab the son of Rechab have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people has not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered." This lesson is of just as much importance to us as it was to the men of Jerusalem, because Paul, in writing specially of this time, says that the people's ears will be turned away from the truth, and turned unto fables, made up stories, the sayings of men, the traditions of our fathers. And in view of this it was that he gave that solemn charge to the ministry. "I charge you before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word." There is a disposition in man to follow the precepts and example of men, rather than to obey the word of God. For the reason, no doubt, that the precepts of men are not so straight as are those of God. For not all the precepts of men are as righteous as this one of Jonadab, that his people should drink no wine. The precepts of Muhammad are obeyed by thousands where there is one to obey the precepts of Christ. The doctrines of the papacy are honored likewise by thousands where there is one who will follow faithfully the word of God. A.T. Jones.